News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Supreme Court on Sunday asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta to place before it today morning Governor B.S. Koshyari's order on November 23, inviting BJP's Devendra Fadnavis to form the government in Maharashtra, and Fadnavis's letter to the governor claiming majority. A bench of Justices N.V. Ramana, Ashok Bhushan and Sanjeev Khanna also issued notices to the centre and Maharashtra government on a petition filed by the Shiv Sena NCP Congress combine against the Maharashtra governor's decision to swear in Fadnavis as chief minister. The court also issued notice to Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. The bench asked Solicitor General Mehta to produce letters of the governor at 10:30 a.m. today for passing orders. The apex court declined the fervent request of Mehta, seeking 2 days to place the governor's communication on record. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal and Abhishek Manu Singhvi, appearing for the combine, told the bench that a flow test be conducted immediately so that it can be ascertained that Fadnavis enjoys majority in the House. They maintained that post-poll alliance of the three parties have the majority in the 288-member House. While Sibal termed as bizarre the governor's decision to revoke President's rule and anoint Fadnavis as the chief minister, Singhvi said it is a murder of democracy. Senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, appearing for two BJP MLAs and some independents, questioned the maintainability of the writ petition filed by the combine and said they should have approached the Bombay High Court. In light of Amit Shah's pitch for a nationwide NRC exercise and the recent Ayodhya verdict having received mixed reactions from various quarters, today's by-polls to the three assembly seats in Bengal will be a litmus test for the TMC and the BJP ahead of the 2021 state elections. It will be the first electoral contest between the two parties since this year's Lok Sabha polls, which saw the Bharatiya Janata Party emerging as the main opposition in the state, with 18 of the 42 seats in its kitty, just 4 less than that of the ruling Trinamool Congress. Two of the three assembly constituencies, Kharagpur Sadar and Karimpur, fell vacant post-general election as the sitting MLAs contested and won Lok Sabha seats. By-polls were necessitated in Kaliaganj following the death of Congress MLA Paramathnath Roy. Congress nominee Dhitashri Roy, also supported by the CPIM, will take on TMC's Tapan Dev Sinha and BJP's Kamal Chandra Sarkar in Kaliaganj. In Karimpur, vacated by MLA Mahua Moitra after emerging victorious from Krishnanagar Lok Sabha seat, the CPIM Congress candidate Gulam Rabi is contesting against BJP's Jay Prakash Majumdar and TMC's Bimalendu Singh Roy. Prem Chandra Jha of the BJP will take on Chittaranjan Mandal of the Congress CPIM Alliance and Pradeep Sarkar of the TMC in Kharagpur Sadar Assembly seat vacated by MLA Dilip Ghosh after winning the Medinipur Lok Sabha seat. The results will be declared on November 28. And India's urban unemployment rate between January and March this year fell to 9.3%, the lowest in at least 4 quarters, according to an unpublished government report reviewed by Reuters. The numbers recorded in the Statistics Ministry's quarterly jobs report could provide some relief to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has faced criticism for not being able to create enough jobs amid slowing economic growth. The urban unemployment rate of the January-March quarter compared with 9.9% in the preceding quarter. Quarterly data prior to the April-June 2018 survey period is not available, and the January-March quarter's rate is the lowest since then. The report, which is likely to be published soon, did not assess rural unemployment. The estimates were arrived at using the so-called current weekly status method, which gives an average picture of unemployment in a short period of 7 days preceding the survey period, the document said. A person is considered as unemployed in a week if he did not work even for 1 hour during that week. Joblessness among the youth, those aged between 15 to 29 years and who account for roughly over a third of India's 1.3 billion people, was also marginally lower at 22.5% in the quarter ending March 2019 from 23.7% in the preceding quarter. The Indian government has in recent years faced public ire for not releasing comprehensive jobs data regularly. And an untested ping ball was not able to reduce the glaring gulf between the two teams as India bulldozed Bangladesh by an innings and 46 runs in their first ever day-night test to record a 12th home series win in a row, with Bangladesh resuming their second innings at 152 for 6 on day 3 and trailing India by 89 runs. It was simply a matter of time for the home team to complete formalities. The Virat Kohli-led side eventually completed the job in less than 50 minutes for their fourth straight innings victory, becoming the first team to do so. Barring Mushfiqur Rahim, who made 74, Bangladesh batsmen were once again found wanting against high-quality pace bowling, folding up for 195 in 41.1 overs. They were bowled out for 130 on day one. With the resounding win, India also extended their lead in the World Test Championship by collecting 120 points from the two-match series. India had hammered Bangladesh by an innings and 130 runs in the series opener in Indore. Eden Gardens played the perfect host for the historic game, with packed crowds on all 3 days bringing back memories of the times when Test cricket was more popular. However, the competition on the field was nowhere close to the hype surrounding the game. The SG pink ball, which had not been tested in a competitive game before, expectedly assisted India's lethal pace attack, which took all the wickets on offer. An evidence of their menacing form was the amount of concussion subs Bangladesh had to use after the batsmen received heavy blows. While Ishant Sharma took a 5-wicket haul in the first innings, Umesh Yadav did the same in the second. The game will also be remembered for Virat Kohli's 27th test run, extending his overall tally to 70 international hundreds. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.